Small slate, but we've still got some no-house advantage to play. If you want to get involved in these pick'em contests, potentially hit $5,000. Pete McCarthy here for Stochastic DFS. I'll have picks for you in a moment. Give us a like, subscribe, keep up with all of our shows, our DFS offers, and much, much more. Once you do subscribe, hit that notification button. That's going to alert you when our shows go live. Plenty going on, right? We got Thursday night football tonight. Who is starting at quarterback for the Rams? We'll try to figure that out over the course of the day and find out for sure, obviously, later tonight. Then try to have a couple of different scenarios in mind, right? Whether it's going to be John Wolford or potentially Baker Mayfield starting just a couple of days after joining those Los Angeles Rams. Hey, as far as the basketball goes here, we've got one contest, $15 entry, $5,000 to first place to look at. There's only three games in the NBA schedule. What you typically find when there are shorter slates on No House Advantage is a lot of those bench guys start to become relevant. Usually they're not options to take in terms of the over-unders. Now they are there. They're very easy to go under on. And what I kind of see is if you put together a very chalky lineup, you might hit all 10 and not make a whole lot of money on it. You'll be first place. You'll tie for first place with a heck of a lot of people. So sometimes there's room to try to be a little different and make more of an effort to be contrarian and how you want to go about that here. We'll try to give you some ideas as we work through, but we'll hit some of the obvious ones first. So Paul George, 7.5 rebounds. Look, this isn't one of the scrubs that we're talking about here, obviously, that we're going to hit on a little bit later. But 7.5 rebounds is just way too big a number for Paul George. The line is 5.5 rebounds at the books. We have projected for about 5.5 rebounds, 87% chance being under here. Look, it's the second game of a back-to-back for George. It's only his third game back from injury, 32 minutes last night. Wouldn't expect him to play a whole lot more than that. He's had 7 rebounds and 3 rebounds in his first two games back. So, look, I think this is an easy one to get under on. It's not a 10-pointer tonight, but certainly one that you can look at. I'm looking at it as pretty chalky. If you want to try to be contrarian, I suppose this is one that you can look at. I think you'll find some better numbers as well, but under on the rebounds, pretty safe considering what I think will be a lack of playing time for Paul George as he ramps himself back up. The one key will be to just make sure that he does indeed play the second game of a back-to-back tonight. More picks for you coming up in a moment. No House Advantage, if you're not familiar with it, get familiar with it. Sign up. You can use the link below. If you put in $50, you get a first match deposit bonus of $50 in your account. So you'll have $100 to play with. So be sure to take advantage of that if you have not signed up already. A couple of different ways to play. We're talking about the pick'em contest right now. You can do it NBA, NFL. You typically see a lot of overlay in these contests, which is why they're advantageous to jump in there. That means more money's going out to the players than is going in there at No House Advantage, where you can play those kinds of contests. In the long run, you can come out ahead if you know what you're doing. We're trying to help you out and make sure you do know what you're doing. You can also play against the house. What makes it unique at No House Advantage, you get 5 out of 5 of your props correct. You can hit for 21 times your money. You just don't see that on 5 out of 5 anywhere else. So you can check that out, try to get the big hits there. You could also, you know, just do 2 props at a time, 3 props at a time, whatever you like. But check that out over at No House Advantage. All right, so let's get to some of the scrubs who shouldn't have a chance to get to these inflated points plus rebounds plus assist numbers. We'll start with Justice Winslow of the Portland Trail Blazers. 20.5 is the PRA. Maybe it would be reachable for him if he was starting. He's not expected to start tonight. Damian Lillard is back. That sent Winslow back to the bench. How simple is this? Well, Winslow went from playing 39 minutes 2 games ago when he started to 23 minutes on Sunday with Lillard coming back. So his playing time takes a big shot. Winslow this year has come off the bench in 11 games. He hasn't reached 21 points plus rebounds plus assists in any of those games. So as long as Justice Winslow is coming off the bench, you can rest assured to be pretty confident that he is not going to reach the big points plus rebounds plus assist number that we see at No House Advantage in the pick'em contest tonight. So get under on Justice Winslow, and that is one that you could take for 10 points, take it to the bank, all the way. Even though a blowout, it's hard to see exactly what the scenario would be where Winslow is getting above this number. So you're not one that'd be looking to get a contrarian on in any way, shape, or form. Zach Collins of the Spurs, he is expected to start again tonight. Number of forwards been out for San Antonio. It's just a huge number. 30.5 points plus rebounds plus assists. Collins just doesn't have that kind of upside. He has started three straight games. Okay. Still not a ton of playing time. Even against Houston, it's hard to see him getting even close to there. So, look at his three starts, 15 points plus rebounds plus assists, 16 and 18. So pretty consistent, not close to 30.5. I don't see why we're getting close to that tonight with the relatively limited playing time he has had. And again, even going up against the Houston Rockets, that is just too big of a gap, right? If he had been at, say, 25, 26, 28, you could say, I could see him getting over to 31 points plus rebounds plus assists. That's not the case here. So Zach Collins might be my nine-pointer tonight to get under on him. You can look at Yusuf Nurkic as well, 12.5 rebounds, just a really big number. The line you're going to see at the books is 9.5. Rebounds could fluctuate a little bit. So like I said with Paul George, I like the under on George. If you want to try to get different, you could leave it off the board or you could take the over and try to be different than everybody else. But Nurkic, 12.5 rebounds, it's just too much to really try to get there. I mean, he's been under that number in 12 of 14 games, projected for 9.4. It's too big of a difference there. If you do want to get different tonight, I think what you see is the unders are all very chalky. If you want to try to find some overs, that's where you can try to get yourself a little bit different. So the chalkiest of the overs, which is not nearly as chalky as the unders, Bruce Brown, 2.5 assists. How easy is this one to get over on? Well, if you look at Odds Shopper, the books have over under 3.5 assists for Brown. That's minus 135 on the over. So you get the juice on the over. It's an extra assist there. This is the stat that I love with Bruce Brown. At least 3 assists in 23 straight games. I mean, you can't make it much simpler than that. The only game that Brown did not register 3 assists was the Nuggets opener. Every game since then, he has had 3 assists. He's expected to start again tonight. Nothing weird. He's been super consistent with this. That seems to be a bit of an automatic in terms of the overs that you could look at. You could look at Trey Jones over on his assists is one that our projections like as well. But that's where you want to try to get cute, right? If you're going to take 10 unders, you're probably going to end up splitting with everybody else. You got to find a way to be a little bit different if you want to try to take home that top prize and make it worthwhile in a big way, particularly if you're mass entering, right? If you're just throwing one dart into these contests and no house advantage, you don't have to worry as much about trying to get different and hitting for $5,000 all by yourself. But if you are putting 20 lineups in there, you don't want to split the pot 100 different ways. You want to be up there with just a few other people or all by yourself. So be sure to try to find a way to get a little bit different. And a few of the overs that are relatively close, probably going to be the way to make that happen. Thanks so much for joining. Good luck on No House Advantage tonight.